You always know what a baby animal will become and do. Never for a human baby. Why? Animals sleep, eat, reproduce, and survive. And they do it remarkably well. But that's all they do. Puppy or calf's behavior and accomplishments will always be the same. Genesis 7. Animals only possess the breath of life, ruach, spirit. Animals are animated by ruach, spirit, alone. Humans. Every child is different. You cannot predict their adult behavior or accomplishments. God gave humans rulership over earth. Each manages their chosen path differently. Humans possess something animals lack. Genesis 2, verse 7. The Lord breathed the breath of life, neshama, divine essence, into humans. Genesis reveals humans are not animals. Creation events unfold God's astonishing master plan for humankind. First, he creates the environment, earth, as a training ground for his children. Second, he creates humans, his future sons and daughters. Third, he creates the Garden of Eden, humans with God, the meaning of Emmanuel. Fourth, he creates the Sabbath, their first event before any work. The meaning of Shabbat is cease from sin. Rest by applying God's way, confirmed by Christ in Matthew 11. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's our responsibility. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Study Genesis first. The whole plan of God is there. Genesis chronology unlocks God's purpose for creating humanity. In Genesis 1:1, the backdrop is heaven and earth, but the overlooked verse 2 is crucial. The start is tohu vabohu, confusion. God's first goal is create light, representing Christ in John 1. All things are put under his feet, 1 Corinthians 15. God's second goal is from the void of day 1 to the Sabbath, ceasing from sin and resting in God's peace, the ultimate seventh day. And God's third goal is confusion progressing to not ashamed in Genesis 2:25, meaning not confused. See Strong's H954. 1 Corinthians 14:33. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. That's the author's story in Genesis 1 and 2. The incredible creation and destiny of the man and woman in Genesis 2. Why only one verse for the creation of man and four for the woman? Genesis 2:7, breath of life, is neshama. This is the one essential component that makes humans human. Each human gets this at birth, and it returns to God at death. Mind-body problem solved explains that humans are a composition of dust, neshama, and ruach, material and immaterial. Woman is bone and flesh of the man, Genesis 3:20, the mother of all living, H24:16, which leads to H24:21, chaya, KJV translations, recover, repair, restore to life, revive, save. Woman is a resume of salvation, explained in the book Origin of Woman. God states his entire higher purpose for humanity in Genesis 1 and 2. Some think there's confusion when God creates man and woman in Genesis 1 and 2. Absolutely not. Chapter 2 completes and complements chapter 1. Genesis 1:28. First, human dominion. In modern terms, sustainable ecology is a key subject today. Human impact on land, air, and water. Second, humans multiply, establishing families and nations. Today, consider the mental health of children and adults in society. Genesis 2 details the same subjects. First, dominion, reaffirmed with dress and keep the Garden of Eden. And second, multiply, at the end of chapter 2, Adam and Eve, one flesh, is sexual relations, including procreation, for establishing family. Genesis 1 and 2 go together like a hand in glove. Genesis reveals two creations. The physical is evident, but the spiritual is hidden. 1 Corinthians 15, not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. First, natural, physical creation, days 1 through 6. Second, spiritual creation, day 7. Proper translation of Genesis 2:3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested with all his work, humans, which God created to make, infinitive in Hebrew. God is making humans on the Sabbath, spiritual conversion. That is the Sabbath, cease from sin and rest in God's way. Physical creation is finished, but spiritual creation is ongoing. First, the physical creation of humans, then the all-important spiritual process God is following with all humans, his ultimate spiritual creation. First physical, then second spiritual. We rule and teach now to become future kings and priests. God gave humans their dual purpose in Genesis 1. God said to them, multiply, family, and have dominion, rulership, over earth. Why? In Revelation 1, Jesus Christ has made us kings and priests. In the future, first, we'll be kings with dominion, rulership, and second, priests who teach. See Deuteronomy 24. Now, first, in our vocations, we rule or manage our earthly resources. And second, in our families, we teach children, government and family, rulership and education. Our profession and family are the perfect physical situations for developing into spiritual kings and priests.